The 2023 Bracket Busters Challenge presented by Case IH is underway. Who's still in the game? Find out. Head to agweb.com now through April 3rd to check the leaderboard. Brass
Monkey. Welcome back to AgriTalk. Davis, I tell you, we have talked a couple of times this week about what is a controversial issue in Iowa, and I think in particular, but the controversy doesn't end at the Missouri or the Mississippi rivers. And these are the plans of three different companies to build pipelines in the Midwest to carry CO2 to a final resting place in North Dakota or Southern Illinois. Jeff Rentz is from Shell Rock, Iowa. He's a farmer over in Shell Rock, not too far from here. He's involved in a different project and looking at some other solutions, potential solutions. And one, I think he's actually just stepped out of a meeting on the topic to join us right now. Jeff, welcome. How are you, man?
Oh, real good, Chip. Thank you for having me. Yes, we just actually I'm sitting in the Capitol above Pat Grassley's office. We just met with Pat. We were just across a block or two away talking with Bill Northey with the Agribusiness Association. And then we got another meeting after this. So, yes, it has been a very busy morning.
Yeah, and it's CAP, as in, correct me if I'm wrong, Capture CO2 Solutions, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, talk to me about this because it puts value into the CO2 instead of just sticking it in the ground?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. This is a process that you take the CO2 emitted by the ethanol plant. By the way, it's the cleanest available CO2. It already came from that corn plant produced by the sun. You capture that, put it through this process, and I'm not going to get into all the details. I wasn't that good in chemistry back in high school. But basically, you're converting it to methanol.
Yep.
For about every 10 gallons of ethanol that the plant produces, you would have between 4 and 5 gallons of methanol.
Wow. Okay. Now, what really got me interested in this from your note, Jeff, is when you mentioned that the largest freight shipper in the world, Maersk, is looking. Well, they've got agreements with nine different producers right now, trying to build up a supply of 2 billion gallons. If Maersk is seeing the opportunity with this green methanol, you got to think that there are real opportunities here.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Maersk is looking at converting all their ocean-bound ships, which can carry the big containers, from Asia to the U.S. They're looking at converting their whole fleet by 2030 to be classified as green shipping. Disney Cruise Line has just announced they're converting several of their cruise ships to methanol. So when you buy that cruise, that ticket will say, you're not making a carbon footprint by going on that vacation. John Deere is working on engines to run on methanol. And methanol is, with not a huge amount of conversion, is a drop-in fuel that can replace diesel fuel.
Wow. Okay. Now, in your note, you also said that this is that basically it's a bolt-on application for the ethanol plants that are out there, that the ethanol plants could start this conversion of the CO2 to methanol at their existing facilities. Have I got that right?
Yes. Yes. In fact, it doesn't take a very big footprint. If you have basically at the most 2 to 3 acres of adjoining land, it doesn't take another 160 acres like our new soybean plant did. Mm-hmm. Basically, this bolts on. Rough dollars so far, we're still in the very early stages, but rough dollars, it's another $150 million investment that will return pay back to the ethanol plant in under 3 years. And then you have that tax base right there in your county. As you know, Butler County is about as rural as it gets. We need that tax base.
I hear you. How proven is the technology, Jeff?
The technology was developed in Europe. They're currently using it at a cement plant in Poland. The CO2 from the cement plant is very dirty, and the big process is to clean it. What we're working with, Jeff Bonner is the individual's name with CAP CO2. He has met with 4 different ethanol plants, 1 in Illinois, several in Iowa. One for sure wants to dive into this as quick as we can get the equipment built. And that will be our demo, or, you know, truthing the process right there. We're Jeff Bonner. Somehow we connected through my letters that I've sent to the IUB and various legislators. He reached out to me. Now we have formed a group, and we want to call it the Carbon Capture Coalition. Okay. Have some farmer participation in. We've got the group called Ag Development Group, which is Mike Kinley and Mark Lenius. You know, Mike, of course, was instrumental in getting our Shell Rock soybean plant up and going, and Platinum Crush up in Buena Vista County, and along with myself. So we're in the early stages, but we want everybody to know there is an alternative to the pipeline. We don't need to ruin precious farmland to capture this CO2. I'd like to say, use it or lose it.
That's right. Jeff, this is really interesting to me. We need to stay in touch. We need to continue to get updates from you on how this is progressing. And it is very, very interesting technology, man. Thank you so much for bringing it to my attention, buddy. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be in touch for sure.
All right. Sounds good. That is Jeff Rintz. He is a farmer over there at Shell Rock. All right. Come back this afternoon. We've got Sal Gilberte here on AgriTalk.